live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to yet another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. This is edition number 200. How about that? Happy birthday to us. 200 episodes. This is pretty awesome. We're excited about that. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. Folks, today you're connected more than ever, whether it's your friends, your family, or your life. Renaissance understands how you bank. They offer mobile banking services that you need. And they also know, though, that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers in real offices that you can go sit in and talk to someone live. That's why they've got more than 190 such offices around the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. Here's an appropriate guest to have on our 200th episode, Georgia Grown, Erin Zweigart. She is with Georgia Crafted. Erin, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So tell folks about you and Georgia Crafted. How are you serving the market out there?
So my name's Erin Zweigart, as you mentioned, and I'm the owner and founder of Georgia Crafted. We are one of the largest one-stop shops for products made here in our great state of Georgia. So what does that mean? Well, we spend our time curating or sourcing products made by local makers, local farmers, artisans. We've got all kinds of terms that we love to use for our people. And we source those items and we help shine light on not only the products, but the people behind these products in particular. We are online-based. We have a website called georgiacrafted.com. We launched about 6.5 years ago back in, we came up with the concept of Georgia Crafted back in May of 2013, and we officially launched our website just a handful of months later in September of 2013. And we have, like I said, we've officially become one of the largest one-stop shops. We carry over 250 different products made around our state.
Wow.
We package those products into amazing gift boxes that, by the way, are also made in Georgia.
Really?
Yep. Our gift boxes here, they are made from recycled materials found around the Lithonia, Covington area, kind of out I-20.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we do. We package everything into really amazing gift boxes. And the whole concept is, like I said, to help shine light, you know, on the concept of shopping local, but also to give both individuals and companies a great way to give a gift.
You know, we were talking before we came on the air about the wide variety of products. You mentioned 250. That's a number, though. That doesn't really address just how broad-based those food products are, right?
Well, and it's not just food. So while predominantly we carry, I'd say probably about 80 to 85% of our inventory are food-based products. And mm-hmm. I will mention that those products are going to be non-perishable. Most items will have anywhere from a 3 to 6 month shelf life. There's no fresh produce or meats or cheeses, but it's going to be a lot of your Georgia grown style snacks. So pecans, honey, cheese straws, and beef jerky. Those are some of our most popular items. But we also carry bath and body products. So it's going to be your locally made soaps, lotions, body scrubs, things of that nature, all the way over to home goods, which would make up, you know, maybe someone who's making kitchen towels or candles or cutting boards, you know, things like that. So we try to stretch between those three categories: food, bath and body, and home goods.
Oh, wow. So talk a little bit about the I want to get into the specifics of what you offer, both to individuals and businesses, and particularly we're about business around here. But talk about your journey. You were talking a little bit about some of the pivots you've had to make over time and some of what became apparent to you after you opened, which is always true in business, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned, we came up with the concept. My husband and I came up with the concept back in May of 2013. At the time when we came up with the idea, our two girls were 1.5 and 3.5. We live over in Cobb County, over in Smyrna, and I had been working for a marketing agency in Roswell for about 13 years. So, you know, 17-mile commute, you know, in Atlanta equals, you know, 2.5 hours round trip.
Right.
And things had started to get pretty challenging just dealing with, you know, handling small children and a long commute. And so we started trying to come up with a new business idea. And I poured a glass of wine one night and we started brainstorming over, you know, just different ideas. And my husband said at one point, I really wish that we had our own business. And I said, I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Are we buying a Great Clips? Are we inventing a product? And he said, no, you know, I really just envision us having some form of an e-commerce business where we can have products on the website and we can sell them and we can ship them. And it was the most simple statement to me. He dumbed it down in a way that I understood. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, well, I can do that. But I need to be passionate about whatever it is that we're selling on this website. While I think I could probably sell you pens and pencils all day long, I need to be passionate about whatever it is. And so that, of course, that conversation evolved into, well, what are you passionate about? Mm-hmm. And I spoke a lot about, you know, and this is what I think sometimes is fascinating when I look back on the journey, is that I talked about my passion for shopping local. I only would go to my local coffee shop in Smyrna, and I still go there, you know, on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I try to shop mainly at local stores if I can.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong. I love TJ Maxx and, you know, Target and stuff.
Of course.
But, you know, I started talking about this love for shopping local. And in 2013, we weren't talking about shopping local, not like we do today.
Yeah.
And I said, and I don't know, it was just one of these things. The idea just kind of came out. And I said, what if we created a subscription box company where once a month we could curate products made locally, something you would find at a farmer's market, and we'll package them up and we'll ship them out the door once a month. I could still do my full-time job. We could do this on the side. And he said, are you thinking about just products made in the Atlanta area? And I said, sure. I just came up with this idea 30 seconds ago. And he said, well, why wouldn't you do the whole state of Georgia? And that was it. That was what happened. Mm-hmm. The conversation ended. I went to bed. I got up the next morning and the wheels really started turning. And so, like I said, this was the beginning of May 2013, September 3rd of 2013. So again, just a handful of months later, we launched GeorgiaCrafted.com. And the intention was that we would simply ship once a month. So we started shipping, I want to say, the second week of October.
And let's be clear on what that is. If folks don't know what you're referring to, you're talking about a subscription type business that it's kind of a once a month kind of thing.
That's exactly right. Think of your old school book of the month club,
right,
or, you know, wine of the month club, or whatever it is.
Which are very popular right now.
So our concept would be how we could source 4 to 5, maybe 6 products from around the state, typically around a theme too. It just made it that much more fun.
Yep.
And, but for the recipient, whether it was you getting one for yourself or you sending one to mom and dad, it would be a total surprise until it landed on your doorstep. But it would be a great way for you to experience Georgia and to get to know not just the products in the box, but maybe even we would incorporate stories behind the makers in the box. Mm-hmm. So we start shipping out and I receive a phone call from a customer who said, hey, I love what I got. I have a party to go to this weekend and I would love to bring a hostess gift. What can I get? And I just sat there. I had nothing. I said, well, I'm sorry. Like, we don't ship for another 2 to 3 weeks. You're going to have to wait. I didn't have leftover inventory. Mm-hmm. And I hung up the phone and I thought, well, that was really dumb. So
you wanted to serve the customer, right?
Absolutely. Right. So it quickly evolved to us expanding our offering where we put together themed gift boxes for individuals or whoever. And you would order the box and it was a guarantee that we would ship the box within 24 hours. And then slowly I start looking around and I realize, well, now we've got a lot of inventory. You know, we've at this point, I think, flash forward to maybe July, August, September. I think it was July, August of 2014. I looked around and I thought, you know, we've got about 45 different products now that are sitting here on the shelves. I had photography of all of the individual products. So I put them all up on the website. I sat in the daycare parking lot just before pickup, put together a little collage of maybe 6 to 9 photos with a text overlay that said, build your own gift box. And I put it up on Instagram. And lo and behold, I don't know, it was within a handful of hours, I started getting my first few orders where people could come online. And they now had control. They had control over their budget. They had control over, you know, what products they wanted to send out as opposed to what we've already maybe pre-curated and put together for you in a themed box. So like I said, as of today, we're up to over 250 different products. It gives people, you know, such a wide variety of products to choose from. You can sort on the website, best selling, you can sort by categories, you can sort, you know, low to high price, so on and so forth. And that's it.
What an awesome story.
Thank you.
Folks, we're speaking with Aaron Zweigart, and Aaron is the founder and owner of Georgia Crafted, GeorgiaCrafted.com. We're going to say that a few times, make sure we get people there, right? So you suddenly were in the really the gift box business, right?
Yes.
So I want you to talk a little bit about just the products that the wide variety of products you are able to source in Georgia, and let's give a shout out to Georgia Grown and Commissioner Gary Black and the Georgia Department of Agriculture that really supports a lot of these companies.
So yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love Georgia Grown. We love the whole team over there.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity. I was actually at a gift show, and of course I knew about Georgia Grown, but I had not met anybody within Georgia Grown, and I was just outsourcing products on my own. I would go to farmers markets, or I would go to craft shows, or just look online. And in this particular case, it was January of 2014. I was down at America's Mart for their largest gift show, and I was just walking up and down the food aisles, and someone, one of our makers that we had started working with, Striplings down in Tifton, Georgia. They make amazing beef jerky, by the way. Mm. He flagged me down and he said, Aaron, come over. He said, I want to introduce you to the folks at Georgia Grown. And it just so happened there were a handful of, you know, team members there. And so we ended up launching a partnership a couple months later where we put together a co-branded gift box where we put the Georgia Grown logo on the outside of the box as well as our Georgia Crafted logo. And the whole concept, and this was still when we were subscription-based, you know, we curated products that were, you know, a certain level of a Georgia Grown member. And since then, we have continued to work with them on a fairly regular basis. You know, I will sometimes have questions of, hey, I'm looking for such and such product. Can you help me? And, you know, there's team members scattered all over the state. You know, they have their own regions. So if I'm looking for a product in Savannah, I'll go to that Georgia Grown rep and say, hey, here's what I'm looking for. And it's this great symbiotic relationship from their standpoint, especially back then when Georgia Grown wasn't nearly as popular as it is today. You know, they turned to me we were such a big advocate, and there really was nobody else out there, you know, advocating and helping to promote these products besides their team members. And so we work, you know, as close as we can with their team.
That's awesome. Now, I want to get back to just some of the variety you have. Then we'll get to some of the specific boxes that you put together, because that's part of the artwork of what you do, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned beef jerky. You mentioned snacks. Give us an idea of the breadth of product that are in some of the boxes that you offer.
Definitely. So as I mentioned, you know, food is going to be a large component of what we offer. And so just to go through some of those products, Georgia Grown pecans, that's going to be, you know, one of our all-time bestsellers and great stories. Mm-hmm. We feature one particular farmer down in Leesburg, Georgia. Not only do they have a fantastic product, they have an amazing story. They were devastated by Hurricane Michael 2 years ago. And so we have really done our part to continue to bring them as much business as we can, you know, just so that they could hopefully help them recover.
Sure.
We talked about beef jerky. You've got honey. You've got snacks like kettle corn or products like Georgia peach cookies out of Savannah, candies, beef, barbecue sauces. I'm trying to like visualize the inventory, you know, crackers. And I mean, it's really kind of the run of the gamut. Another thing, I will mention this, another way that we have just, I think, been very successful in sourcing our products is through a food competition that's held every year in Georgia called the Flavor of Georgia. This is a University of Georgia sponsored food competition. Up until this coming year, this year right now, it's always been held down in downtown Atlanta at the Freight Depot. And this is an opportunity for food entrepreneurs to, you know, submit their product. And if they're chosen as a finalist, they get to go in front of a panel of judges, you know, and the judges, including myself now, we get to taste test a lot of these products. And it gives them such a great opportunity to also get their name out there. So we've used that as a great resource to help discover new products or even, you know, products that we carry that we know are a phenomenal product. We might say, hey, so-and-so, you really should think about submitting your product to the Flavor of Georgia because it's just fantastic exposure. But other than that, you know, like I said, it's bath products. The first product that we ever sourced was actually a bar of soap. It was a very specific scent. Wow. From a woman in Atlanta. Her name is Carla, and she has a company called Carson Bryce Trading Company. And just a sad but really amazing story where she developed her company. She named it Carson Bryce, and she named it after her son who passed away at 30 days old. And, you know, there's stories like that all day long.
Sure.
And that's been, you know, a lot of what's been fun about this business, getting to know the makers and their stories.
Yeah, that's awesome. Folks, we're speaking, if you just joined us, with Aaron Zweikart. And Aaron is the owner of Georgia Crafted, georgiacrafted.com. Aaron, talk about how you put those boxes together and the different selections that you offer.
So we have a lot of fun with this. Mm-hmm. We, I'm sure, hopefully most people are familiar with the game of Tetris.
Yes.
So, you know, as an individual or even as a company, you can go online to our website at georgiacrafted.com and click build a gift box. You pick and choose which products you want in your gift box based on your budget, based on what you know your friends, family, or clients would like, and you add them to your cart. Well, behind the scenes, what we're then doing is literally playing a game of Tetris in terms of how are we best going to package your products, whether it's one, two, all the way up to how many ever. Mm-hmm. I think we packed an order yesterday with probably 20 plus products in it. So we have gift boxes of all different sizes. And we also, as you go onto our website, you have the opportunity to type in what you would like your gift note to say to the recipient. And then on our end, we actually handwrite your gift note. So when your recipient receives their box, hopefully in their mailbox or on their front doorstep, and they open it, the first thing that they're going to see on top is going to be the gift note from you.
Wow. And in legible writing. That's important
and
to a guy like me.
Legible writing. I will say, please just be nice to us. Don't, you know, we don't have a character limit, but please be nice. Our hands get tired after a while.
Yeah. That is an awesome touch.
Well, and I'll say that, you know, when we're, you know, that's, we'll do that for anybody, companies mm-hmm. included. But another aspect of what we do is when we're working with companies, and this could be, you know, a real estate agent all the way up to a large corporation, we will put together gift boxes for their clients. And I love, this is where we really have so much fun because we put together the boxes again based on their budget, but also maybe based on their clientele. So we'll go to our clients and say, look, you, if you need a thank you gift or you need a closing gift or you need a whatever gift, give us some descriptions about this particular client, especially if it's a one-off. Maybe this particular client is married, has two kids. The husband loves coffee and, you know, you can get as detailed as you want. The mom is gluten-free and they have a dog. Well, we can, you know, make recommendations on products that will make it very, very personable to that particular client. The other aspect is that on when the clients open up or the recipients open up the gift boxes, straight ahead is going to be a card that we adhere to the inside lid of the boxes. Now, whether you're an individual coming on or you're a company, no matter what, there's going to be a card there. But for companies, we co-brand that card on the inside lid with your logo.
Oh, wow.
So if you, you know, you're a real estate agent and you want your, you know, company logo on there. We do that for a very small nominal charge. Mm-hmm. And we can do a headline. We can include your contact information. And we just keep that card on file. So we make it pretty a really fun program where no matter when you send us an email or we see your name come through on our system, we automatically know to pull your card and to adhere your card to the inside lid. So again, when your recipient opens the box, they're like, wow, Business Radio X, send me a gift box, you know.
That is cool. So, yeah, we got to figure out how to do that and get our world famous Business Radio X mugs in there. So we'll talk about that later. But you've got a really personal place that all this happens. You're not in some big warehouse on the outside of town.
No. So I'm always very transparent about this. We do everything out of our house. We have a great unfinished basement that was being used for just random furniture storage of stuff we never used. Mm-hmm. And so my husband has a very broad warehousing background, and he has designed a full operating warehouse for us out of our basement. That is pretty much the footprint of our house.
Wow.
We have looked into moving out of the basement and into, you know, of course, a larger warehouse, not really a fulfillment center, but more one that would be our own, and mm-hmm. have decided, you know, I mean, we are a small business, mm-hmm. and I'm a mom to two children, and it makes things a lot easier for me to be able just to run downstairs if I need to pack an order. And all of our employees are local to Smyrna, so it's easy for them as well to pop over whenever it's time to pack orders. And I love that aspect of it.
That's a great story. I mean, just awesome. Georgia grown in a lot of different ways.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what, I mean, you've got the packaged or pre-selected, maybe it's a better way to say it, boxes of a lot of different varieties. Maybe you can talk about kind of the scope of what you have there, give some examples.
Yeah.
Maybe. And because I know some folks want to give Georgia-based products and something that's unique like what you offer, but they don't really know what they want to give, right?
Exactly.
So, and you walk them through that.
Yeah, definitely. So mm-hmm. we have, on our website, we call them themed gift boxes. So it might be everything from Southern Snack Attack. This was a great story. It was something that I put together, 6 different snack products. I thought this would be a great idea for moms to send this particular gift box to their children in college as a care package. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, it ended up becoming the most popular corporate gift box that we ever had. Mm. We found that snacks sometimes are just the absolute best gift. But we also have things like Southern Gentleman or Southern Spa, a box of relaxation. Yesterday, we launched a new breakfast gift box. And so that's going to feature a coffee coming out of Thomasville, Georgia, called George Blues. It's going to feature a bag of grits. It's going to feature a new granola that we just discovered. It's a brand new maker that launched. She launched her business just a handful of months ago. Mm. We might include, you know, a canister of tea and some honey. Things of that nature.
Oh,
so
wow.
we do a lot of themes around food, but we also might do a Welcome to Georgia gift box, and it'll feature a Georgia state-shaped cheese board or a Georgia kitchen towel, a Georgia on my mind candle, things that are all, you know, literally Georgia themed.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, I don't know how many themed gift boxes on the site, but you know, we rotate those out pretty regularly, and we'll do them also based on the season. So, you know, we're coming into spring next week, so we're going to start launching our spring gift boxes and, you know, and then through the summer and the holidays.
That's wonderful. Now, you, one of the things you were talking about before we came on was that, you know, a lot of people might think, you know, it's Georgia companies that are your clients, or folks that live in Georgia are your clients, but you actually have clients all over the place outside of Georgia.
We do. So oftentimes have, especially on the corporate side, we have companies that might be hosting events in Georgia, and they want to do welcome gifts for their, you know, attendees. Maybe it's for their VIP clients coming into town, speaker gifts. Again, you know, the options are pretty endless. But
sure.
We recently did a large order for a company that was coming in from Portland, Oregon. And yesterday we had an order come in from a woman in Japan. She works and lives in Japan. She's an American, but she's been over there working on a project for quite some time, and she's going to be leaving Japan soon. So we'll be shipping that out today overseas. So we do ship worldwide, just to throw that out there.
Okay.
But yes, our clients are really from all over. You know, a lot of individuals coming to our website, a lot of those people might be based in Georgia, but 9 times out of 10, we're shipping those boxes outside the state. And usually the idea is the sender of the gift box is looking to, you know, hey, here's a great gift. You know, they're trying to shine light on their home state, or here are some of my favorite foods from Georgia. You know, just anything to help promote local.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So you've got a wide variety of different kinds of boxes that not only have different kinds of products, but they fit all sorts of budgets too. So we have to say that, right?
Absolutely. Yep. You know, I always let people know, for one, you know, whether or not you're picking out a themed gift box, all the way up to when we're building a gift box for you, it's all about your budget. So especially on the corporate side, that is the one thing I always like to say. There are no minimums. There's no minimum quantity. There's no minimum spend. You tell me what your budget is, and you can say, I need it to be X price per box, out the door, with shipping, with sales tax, and we'll figure all that out on our end and make sure that we meet that. And we usually come in under, you know, by a little bit. And but it's always based on your budget. We will gladly make product recommendations for you. So we have a lot of our customers that will come to us and say, hey, here's my budget. I really have no idea what I should send. And then we'll make the recommendations. But then we also have those clients that have already perused the website, and they already know, you know, they want to send those award-winning pecans and peach cookies and, you know, Georgia pecan shortbread or whatever it is. And, you know, and so we'll accommodate it however.
Great stuff from Aaron Swigart. And Aaron is with Georgia Crafted. Aaron, this has been awesome. Been a real pleasure hearing about your business and how you built it and how you serve folks. So I'd love for you to, let's do some business here. Let's tell people how to be in touch. That's important.
It is important.
Yep.
So, well, number one, we are online at georgiacrafted.com. If you click contact us, you'll actually see my cell phone number. I 9 times out of 10 will answer the phone when you call. Mm. So there is no call center that you're calling into. It is an actual human, and it is the owner of the company. Mm. So you can see my number on the website. But then also, you can find us online. We're all over social media. And we have an incredible team member that runs our social media channels. So you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Georgia Crafted.
Wow. Great stuff from Aaron Swigart. Folks, be in touch. And you want to give a phone number, or you want to just?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let her fly.
Sure. 404-931-6647.
Awesome. Aaron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, if you need some help curing headaches that involve administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, maybe you need a workshop planned and executed, well, there's an answer, and it's a good one. Go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who fly in with talent and experience that you need to help maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed, and they fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. And folks, just a reminder, you can listen to this show every Tuesday live at 11:30, or if you miss any of our live shows, you can find us on pretty much any podcast platform of your choice. Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Overcast. That happens to be my favorite. But whatever your favorite podcast app is, just search North Fulton Business Radio and you'll find us. Subscribe and help support the work we're trying to do in supporting Georgia Crafted Entrepreneurs. How'd you like that, Aaron?
That was awesome. Okay. Good job.
Thank you. We're all about business here, and certainly about Georgia business. And you can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn at North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Aaron Swigart, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Renaissance Rewards Extra is the checking account that checks all the boxes. Roadside assistance? Check. Cell phone insurance? Check. More than 400,000 local shopping discounts? Check. Up to $25 per month in ATM refunds and a great rate? Check. All in an easy-to-use mobile app. To open an account or find out more about Renaissance Rewards Extra Checking, go to renaissancebank.com or visit us at any of our more than 190 locations throughout the South. Renaissance Bank. Understanding you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.